So we're getting the latest now on the ongoing developments in the Tigon trial. Former Tigon CEO Gary Parrott and his co-accused former Tigon executive Sue Bennett are on trial on more than 3,000 charges of fraud, theft, racketeering and contravention of financial legislation. The charges relate to the collapse of JSE-listed financial services company Tigon around 2002. So yesterday, I think, Antoinette will help me with this one, I think Gary Parrott spent his last night in the cells at Johannesburg Central Police Station, where he'll be accommodated in the hospital ward of Joburg Prison, also known as Sun City. Antoinette's been following this story, and in fact, you took a video of Gary Parrott in court, collapsed and really struggling, and that then almost became a case of where you were almost gagged to not put that on or publicize it. So let's take a few steps back, Antoinette, and talk us through what's going on here.
Yeah, Siki, I think one should understand that this is a very exceptional case in the sense that it took 14 years from the date that the two accused, Gary Parrott and Sue Bennett, were initially arrested for the trial to start.
Yeah.
And that was because they brought several applications and appeals. They, you know, when the trial at one stage was set to start in 2014, they applied for the recusal of the prosecuting team, and that went to the appeals court. Then they applied for legal aid, and that went to the appeal court. And so the Supreme Court of Appeal actually said that they employed every stratagem available to them to delay the trial. So it is against that background that the court is now really interrogating first Mrs. Bennett's supposed illness in the first half of the year, and now just when we thought the trial was coming back on track, now he is ill. Or supposedly ill. The court is now inquiring into his absence from court,
what
supposedly
happened
due to
last
illness.
Week?
Well, he was supposed to be in court on the 12th and on the 19th of June, and he didn't pitch. He was apparently in hospital on one occasion. The second one, I think he was also in a different hospital. But in the end, the court withdrew his bail and issued a warrant for his arrest. He was arrested in Pietermaritzburg, brought to Johannesburg, and now the court is inquiring why was he absent. If he says he's ill, and he does say that, he says he had a near-death experience, then the doctors must come and testify, and the first doctor will testify tomorrow.
I understand that no evidence has actually been laid so far this year.
Very little. I don't think it was even a week in this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first witness, Jack Milne from Progressive Systems College Guaranteed Growth, he is still on the stand in the main trial, but okay. The first half of the year, the trial was put on hold to look into Mrs. Bennett's health. No conclusion was reached because she supposedly got better, and they just decided to go ahead with the trial. And within, I think it was a week, Mr. Parrott collapsed.
I mentioned it's more than 3,000 charges. Just let's take a few steps back. What does all of this relate to?
Well, Tigon was way before my time as well, but Tigon was a listed company, and it also had a listed subsidiary, Shoreshell.
Yes.
So those two companies are involved, and then Tigon underwrote an investment fund, this PSCGG, Progressive Systems College Guaranteed Growth. And in the process, according to the evidence that was led so far, for example, the prospectus was, there were statements that were not true. And then some of the numbers were apparently or allegedly falsified. So,
and Milne is supporting that, saying that he was party to that, but he's testifying on behalf of the state.
But he actually went to jail. He served his term and is out. And now he is testifying that they worked with a common purpose to defraud people.
Goodness, I remember this. The first time I heard about this case was when I first started in 2001 as a journalist. It has been that long of a case. So what's next now?
Well, we hope that there will be some conclusion around Mr. Porritt's position. There's a time limit in the legislation. This inquiry should be done within 14 days. Otherwise, the provisional withdrawal of his bail and the arrest warrant, all of that will become final. And he will lose his bail money, which is 800,000 rand. And then he will have to stay in jail either until a new application, bail application, has been heard and decided upon, or otherwise until the end of the trial, which can be another 3 years. So that has to be finalized, and then whatever the outcome, the trial must proceed.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's more than 3,000 witnesses on the witness list. Not necessarily all will be called, but there's a lot of people.
I'm more confused now than I was before we started. Thank you so much, Antoinette. Antoinette Slavitt is a journalist here at MoneyWeb.